Hey, Dad, it's National Spaghetti Day today.
From where?
National Spaghetti Day across the country. What kind of spaghetti are you making to celebrate?
Oh, I got the linguine there.
Is that your favorite type of pasta?
Oh, yeah.
How do you cook it?
Linguine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like myself. Garlic and oil.
Nice. Oh yeah, Papa Ranallo loving the linguine on this National Spaghetti Day. And yeah, Dad, national usually, you know, dictates the location. But I understand. English is his second language, after all, in case you weren't able to tell. My dad loves to noodle around in the kitchen. Hey, I just put the dad in dad joke. Pasta power to the people. And to the dogs. Yes, who can forget the iconic scene in the 1955 Disney animated feature Lady and the Tramp. You know, the canine love story about those two dogs from very different worlds who are united by dire circumstances and a romantic plate of spaghetti and meatballs. Now, here's a shocker. The movie's most iconic scene almost didn't happen. The scene was actually cut from the film's first storyboards by Walt Disney himself. He wanted the dogs to have human emotions, of course, but he thought fine dining might be pushing it. According to Yahoo Movies, Walt wasn't convinced that that would be a very clean cut scene. And if you think about it, two pets eating a plate of spaghetti, it is hard to envision that being too graceful. However, directing animator Frank Thomas saved the day and the scene by working up a rough version to convince Disney. The movie was a result of over 20 years of development, which is a very long gestation period, even by animation standards. Now, beginning with Bambi in the early 30s, the studio often brought in live animals so that animators could study their bodies and movements up close. They even trucked in elephants for artists to sketch during Dumbo's pre-production. So the studio was filled with dogs while artists were planning and drawing Lady and the Tramp, most of them brought in by actors, artists, and other Disney employees. Lady, the refined Cocker Spaniel, was based primarily on two real dogs, a spaniel named Blondie that belonged to co-director Hamilton Lansky, and a dog brought in by the actress Verna Felton, who voiced Aunt Sarah in the film. Meanwhile, the story of the real-life model for the Tramp could be its own Disney movie. One of the studio's writers spotted a mutt on the street in his neighborhood and immediately fell in love. Unfortunately, the dog slipped into the bushes and out of the writer's sight. After a big search, the mystery mutt was eventually located at the city pound. She was about to be put down. That's right. The inspo for Tramp was a female. Now, instead of the sad ending, Disney rescued the dog, used her as the main model for Tramp, and the rest is animated film history. Now, that is high-quality Disney trivia. And it just so happens to be National Trivia Day as well. Is there a national nothing to celebrate nationally day? Here is a trivia question for you. What is the world's tallest building? At 2,722 feet, it is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. It officially opened on this day, January 4, 2010. Now, someone who is almost as tall, he's only 7'4". Well, he's the number one pick in last year's NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs' Victor Wembanyama. He is celebrating his 20th birthday today. If you are blowing out candles in the first week of the new year, happy birthday to you. I think that's as much as I can literally sing without having to pay someone for the right to do so. By the way, Wembanyama and Houston Rocket Center Boban Marjanovic, they are currently the NBA's tallest players, again, each standing 7'4", with the wingspan of a 7'4", 7", I'm sure. Meanwhile, Manu Bol and George Mutisan, they are tied as the tallest players ever to grace an NBA hardwood. Each player measured 7'7". At that height, ceiling fans double as barbers. NBA scoreboard operators had themselves a night on Wednesday. For the first time in league history, five teams scored at least 140 points. They each qualify for Mensa. Five teams scoring at least 140 points on the same day. It happened in the same game with the Jazz beating the Pistons 154-148 in overtime. Pacers beat the Bucks 142-130. Hawks trimmed the Thunder 141-138. And the Cavaliers, they crushed the Wizards 140-101. Yeah, teams are shooting the lights out in the NBA this season. Meanwhile, on the ice, Austin Matthews lit the lamp at 212 of overtime to give Toronto a 2-1 win against the Ducks in Anaheim on Wednesday night. Matthews becomes the first NHL player to notch 30 goals this season. He has scored at least 30 goals in each of his first eight NHL campaigns. The NFL Pro Bowl rosters were unveiled Wednesday ahead of this year's pre-Super Bowl festivities in Orlando. The 49ers led the way with 9 Pro Bowl picks, including top vote getter quarterback Brock Purdy, followed by the Ravens and Cowboys with 7 each. 49ers versus Ravens Super Bowl, anyone? Maybe. According to Sports Business Journal, 96 of the top 100 most watched U.S. TV broadcasts in 2023 were, surprise, surprise, football games. 93 were NFL games. 3 were college contests. The 4 non-sports broadcasts, you might wonder. Thanksgiving Day Parade, the State of the Union Address, the Academy Awards, and an episode of Next Level Chef, which aired on Fox right after the biggest, the mother of all football games, the Super Bowl. Hey, speaking of levels, a 13-year-old from Oklahoma is the first ever person to complete every level in the game of Tetris. Willis Gibson accomplished the feat last month, reaching level 157 in 38 minutes of gameplay. The Tetris company confirmed the monumental achievement, telling Popular Science it breaks new ground in the realm of Tetris. Doesn't break much ground in the realm of attracting. But hey, let's not go there more. This is the podcast of positivity, and you just spent quite a few bucks on a PS5 for your nephews Massimo and Roberto. Dropped a few more dollars on Gran Turismo. Even bought Madden. And by the way, wow, learning to play Madden is, I mean, you need a college degree. I get it. I've called a lot of football games. I kept it simple for the simple fact that, you know, you get all these types of defenses and offenses, and it's quite a mental task as much as anything else. I thought you played video games to unwind. And then, of course, you get the competition, right? We're all competitive individuals in the Ranallo family. But needless to say, I got my butt kicked by both of them on a regular basis. But I do have, you know, as much as I've never really been into video games that much, I've actually been in video games twice. 2008, EA Sports MMA, EA Sports. I'm in the game. And then I worked with the legendary, the king, Jerry Lawler, my first broadcast partner on WWE television, along with Byron Saxton. Man, do I wish they would have kept those two with me on SmackDown Live. But anyway, Jerry and I were also the announcers in a WWE video game that is out there somewhere for you to explore. So, video games definitely have been a part of my life. And while we're on the subject of video games, Jack Black is the latest name to join the cast of the forthcoming live adaptation of the popular video game Minecraft. He will star alongside previously announced Jason Momoa, Emma Myers, and Danielle Brooks. Production is expected to begin soon, though no details of the film are yet known. Variety is reporting that Minecraft is slated to hit theaters in April 2025. Movie trailers were originally shown after the movie. Did you know this? It's why they're called trailers. The world's first movie trailer was shown at a theater in Harlem, New York in 1914. The trailer promoted an upcoming movie featuring Charlie Chaplin. The audience would watch the trailer after the movie had ended. The trailer showing after the film was ineffective as the audience wouldn't stay to watch them. Well, I have seen a few cruise ships leave the port living on the coast. You, whether in Vancouver, whether in Long Beach, you get to see boats set sail, and the icon of the seas has arrived at port in Puerto Rico as it prepares for its first voyage, January 27, as the biggest cruise ship in the world. The Beast measures 1,198 feet long. It weighs in over 250,000 tons. It's five times larger than the Titanic, and it cost $2 billion to build. Its onboard water park is the largest on any cruise ship in the world. Yeah, you go on a cruise to go to a water park on water. Wild stuff. For passenger accommodations, the luxury Ultimate Family Townhouse. Remember, it's not a mansion. This is a townhouse. Accommodates eight, boasts a private sun deck and multiple balconies, and it costs $85,000. For a seven-night tour. When I read that, it metaphorically took my breath away. Smooth segue alert. The yogis, with their ancient knowledge and wisdom about the human body, recommend prioritizing the way we breathe. They consider it the most important and vital practice to keep the body in a healthy condition. And breathing properly doesn't cost anything, just time, practice, and patience. If after learning it, it doesn't bring any noticeable improvements, it certainly won't hurt you. Try it. Fill your lungs completely. These are the steps. One, stand or sit with the back straight, breathing through the nostrils. Inhale steadily. First, filling the lower part of the lungs, which is accomplished by bringing into play the diaphragm. Descending, it puts gentle pressure on the abdominal organs, pushing forward the front walls of the abdomen. Then, fill the middle part of the lungs, pushing out the lower ribs, breastbone, and chest. Finally, fill the higher portion of the lungs, lifting the upper chest, including the upper six or seven pairs of ribs. In the final movement, the lower part of the abdomen will be slightly drawn in, which movement gives the lungs support and also helps to fill the highest part of the lungs. Even though there are three steps for inhalation, it should be continuous and steady. With practice, you will be able to complete it in a couple of seconds. Number two, retain the breath for a few seconds. And three, exhale slowly, holding the chest in a firm position and drawing the abdomen in a little and lifting it upward slowly as the air leaves the lungs. When the air is entirely exhaled, relax the chest and abdomen. A little practice will make this part of the exercise easy, and you'll be able to perform it almost automatically. This is what the yogis call the yogi complete breath. By this method, all parts of your respiratory system are brought into action and all parts of the lungs, including the most remote areas, are used. Your blood will be completely oxygenated and brought back to the rest of your body full of vitality. You will find it quite helpful if you practice this in front of a mirror, placing one hand slightly over your belly and the other over your chest so that you can feel the movements. A daily practice will make perfect, and make this technique a habit. You will feel the vitality it brings and make it your default method of breathing. Something to look forward to, my fair lady, as you recover. And all of us, of course, can do a much better job of simply breathing. I've really become focused on breathing with my nose and nose only, although I have not yet. Well, I lied. I did try it. I did try taping my mouth shut one night when I went to sleep. I don't recommend it. Today's Morovation, although a lot of people would like me to tape my mouth shut permanently, but this is my podcast. We will not deal with the negative influences of the world, especially when I'm about to unleash today's Morovation. It comes from poet T.S. Eliot, who passed away on this day in 1965. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. On this date in 1996, Joan Jett was a part of the first rock concert broadcast on the internet with her band, the Blackhearts. It's always great to reminisce about classic rock and roll. Not so great to reminisce about dial-up internet. Web TV, anyone? I'm going to leave you with the Keyboard Warrior version of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts' last single to reach the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1988. I hate myself for loving you. Hey, thank you for listening to the Morologue. Now go and hold the door open for someone and keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, Marijuana is the shit.